worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time featuring Crisco.
It was like I hit a pothole in my mind and the wheel came off.
Kyle Mack.
Would you believe I actually told a guy that I would eat him in a conversation?
Mickey.
I mean, the upside is if people are this stupid, that means I have a job for the rest of my life.
And Lazy E.
You know what's not going to get us fired? A fake ISIS video.
Yeah.
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
After a complete myriad of technical problems,
my
we are here to deliver you, listener, from your boredom, from your anger, from your frustration.
Amen!
By channeling our frustration directly into your brain through your ear holes.
At 15 plus decibels.
That's right. I literally watched everyone at this table like get blown backward a couple of feet when I came in with that. Welcome to A Freak Accident. I'm the host. I'm Crisco, and I'm joined by Lazy E.
The good thing is no one can yell at me for playing my music too loud because I can't hear it anymore.
We've got Kyle Mack.
Yo, gobble gobble, mother, what's up?
Why? What happened?
No, you know what? I don't need to know why. Just thank you.
Yeah.
And we've got Mickey here.
All you had to do was turn the switch to off.
Listen, you know what? It was we had technical problems here. First of all, everything was plugged in backwards. I don't know where my head's at today. And then, this switch, the teeny tiniest of little switches, threw everything off. It was like a teeny tiny speck of sand in your iPhone. And it just ruins the whole phone.
You threaten to fight a bear over it.
Yeah. I am just so full of aggression right now, I need to go wrestle a wild animal just to feel better about myself.
I'm right here for you.
The website is afreakaccident.com, and don't forget, you can always email our show about absolutely anything. We'd love to hear from you. Freaks@afreakaccident.com. Man, this show is kind of jam-packed with things stuff.
We've got a lot, including some pop culture conspiracies, which is going to be really fun.
Yeah, the greatest conspiracy theories in pop culture.
Yeah.
Some of these are rich. We've also got, finally, it's been such a long time, but it is the return of Yes or BS!
A little Thanksgiving edition for you.
We haven't played Yes or BS in such a while. I haven't heard from Lazy Mick E in such a long time. That
he has a lot of pent-up aggression.
I'm sure he does. Well, guess what? He can wrestle me.
He's on.
There's the wild animal. Done. And we've got a review of WWE Survivor Series, which was this past weekend, featuring the Doc Chad Matthews from LordsOfPain.net. He is our wrestling correspondent, our contributor. He'll be calling in to talk about that.
And a little more insight on what happened with that Goldberg and Brock match.
Yeah, you got to hear what he has to say because, well, he lives this stuff. We've also got a music you can use segment, which is kind of a biggie considering the album that came out last weekend,
and a song from somebody that's dead. A pretty big song.
Imagine that, plus football, which I guess this week I'm okay with talking about, but still not so much. Not really.
No, I'm not. We could end it.
Yeah, we can just move on. Mickey, I'm sure, wouldn't mind that.
I'd be perfectly okay with it.
Yeah, because despite the fact that she used to play football, you hate it for some reason.
I don't like watching it on TV.
What do
Playing
you like?
Playing it is a whole different game.
What do you like watching on TV? What do you like watching on
Nothing.
TV?
Nothing.
Even like
Nothing.
That, because you used to be a makeup artist. Do you like watching that show on Sci-Fi where like they turn people into squids and things?
No.
No?
No.
What's that called? Face Off or something?
No, yes.
Something like that.
Yeah.
They turn people into squids?
Yeah, they do like really amazing practical makeup effects on people to turn them into like squids and aliens and
just squids.
Scary
I'm still
creatures.
Back on
squids,
yeah. I'm back on you playing football. Can I ask you a question?
No.
Okay, ready? So you're in. You know when they have like they have the scrimmage, which is like you're playing against a different team, doesn't really matter, whatever, you just play for fun or see how you're doing.
Right.
Okay. Sometimes they play on like half a field.
You would be correct.
Okay. So I've done this. I played football for a little like 3 weeks. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm on there.
It was a little
I'm,
longer, but that's okay.
Well, I'm out there, and I caught like an interception. I got it. I got the ball. But
did
I was
you run the wrong way.
I was in half a field.
Good
yeah.
for you.
I didn't know what to do. Yeah, that's what happened. So I didn't know where to go. So I'm looking like up, down, because if I go that way, then I know it's half a field. So I let myself get tackled, and then later on, I quit. What was I supposed to do?
I quit this bitch.
You're supposed to look around before you catch the ball. There's lots of quick thinking involved.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's not happening here. It's
you're looking at him. You think quick thinking. That's the first thing that comes to mind.
I know. Yeah.
Wow. You run the opposite way of the other team.
Oh, okay.
Because you're going the other way.
See, it's still not making sense.
I'll write you in the newsletter.
Oh, it's down, left, it's right.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
I only did that once, but that was a basketball game, and I think it was about 7 or 8. Went the wrong way, realized I was going the wrong way about mid-court, and I turned around, and I went back, and I caught the shot.
My best friend, when I played basketball in grade school, threw the shot up into the wrong basket. Ooh. Of course, scores.
Oh.
It drops down through the net right into my hands, and I just said, it's the wrong basket, and I threw the ball at him. Like, right in the middle of the game. I didn't even care at that point. I was so frustrated and angry.
So does anybody get a score if that happens? Like, if you score in the wrong basket?
Yeah, they get the score.
Other team.
What?
Yeah.
I gotta stay away from sports.
So now that our brains are nice and toasted up from that education.
That and also the technical problems, which I'm still recovering from.
You guys all know this is the biggest travel time of the year, right?
I don't want to think about
we
it.
We could talk.
Oh, I'm not mind. In my head. Yeah, I did the speed limit all the way here because I'm afraid of police. Yeah.
So I want you to imagine a freak accident in the airport. Now, I think we've went over this before.
The four of us in the airport together?
Yeah, we're taking a trip.
Okay.
And I think we've established, Crisco, you're not afraid of flying.
No.
Mickey, you're not, obviously not. No. You fly all the time.
I fear no birds.
Are we all packing our stuff in the same suitcase?
Yes.
Do we get carry-ons?
This doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
I hate flying. But I want to pose a what would you do. Okay, so we're in this airport, okay? And some guy you don't know, doesn't look creepy, but just goes up to you and says, yo, dude, don't go on that plane. What do you do?
I get to the plane as fast as I possibly can because it's almost all over and I can't wait for it to end.
But no, seriously, like, if you weren't about wanting to die, like, would you believe him? Or would you just say, oh, no, he's just some crazy person?
I'm not like a tattletale, but I'm running to, like, somebody. And I'm like, yo, I just heard some guy say, like, don't get on that plane. Like, I'm running to security.
So you wouldn't go on that plane?
Oh, hell no.
All right.
I want to know why first.
Yeah, why me, right?
He walks away. There is no explanation. That's it.
I chase him down, tackle him, and demand answers.
Let's just imagine you can't.
I'm in a wheelchair now, too, on top of everything else.
Come on, you're ruining the game. What would you do? What would you do in that situation? Personally, I ain't touching that plane. No way. There's always other flights.
Does he tell you which plane, or does he just say, don't get on that plane?
He says, your plane. Don't get on your plane.
I'd probably still get on it.
Oh, that's some risk. Because what if it goes down? You'll be thinking about that moment all the way down, like, yep.
Yeah, and I'm going to be like, yes, finally, come on, bring it.
No, but I mean, would you? Like, non-suicidal Crisco.
Yeah, I probably would. Ride the lightning.
It's like riding the lightning, man.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a really perplexing question because, I mean, do you believe him or do you believe like that final destination type of thing is going to happen?
But you don't know what's wrong with the plane. Maybe somebody just puked in the seat and it smells really bad.
That's a good point. Yeah, maybe he just completely worded it wrong.
That's great.
He could have worded it much, much better, in which case, like, you know, yeah, either that or somebody took a dump in the aisle or something. like, I don't want to go see you. Dude, you don't want to get on that plane. Trust me. It's like, you know what? No, I don't in that situation, but it doesn't mean that the engine has a bomb in it or something.
Right. You're assuming that the plane may crash or that there may be a bomb on the plane, but it could be something as simple as the toilet doesn't work.
That is awesome, but if I don't know that exactly, I'm not hedging my bets up like thousands of miles in the air.
And he calls me a nihilist. Look who's over here being like, oh, of course it means the worst possible thing.
My name's Lazy E, not Nile.
I just want to equate this to something. I'm going to take it right to politics. This is like for me, when people say like, when Trump says,
guys, this is all he knows.
Yes. when Trump says like, I'm going to grab a woman by her, huh? And then everybody's like, that's not what he meant. I'm going to make up something around that. Here's what he really meant. Like, this guy's telling you, do not get on that plane. That's all the information you have. And you're making different excuses in a different universe to get on the plane. Like, you're going to die.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
So, you listening, what would you do freaksatafreakaccent.com. It would be interesting to see where that goes, like where it leans.
Yeah, would most. Yeah, that's interesting. I kind of like Mickey's approach to it, though. Like, you don't know.
I can be an optimist sometimes.
Yeah.
Very.
When?
Very.
When did that happen? Today?
Just once in a while.
I don't know if I'd also think, like, maybe he's just a weirdo who's trying to get under my skin.
I'm just more impressed. This is like the Haley's Comet of Mickey.
You know what?
Optimistic
that
Mickey.
That is an awesome idea. Tell everybody that you know that's going on your plane not to get on the plane.
Oh,
you get
man.
The plane all to yourself.
Oh, maybe that was his angle.
Or there's not a real person. But, like, you're probably going to be arrested for being a terrorist at that point.
I'm still upset that I'm in a wheelchair. I don't know how that happened, and I'm concerned how, maybe, you know, I don't know.
Maybe he hits
you in
the legs.
Maybe that wrestling the animal thing goes really, really bad for me later on, and that's what happens. This whole thing has been a Final Destination glimpse into the future. In which case, I don't want to live the rest of my life being like, I got kicked in the spine by an angry deer. Please get me on that plane as fast as possible.
You really are a writer.
You're right.
Yeah, because you just developed an entire storyline to a simple question. Oh, why did I get that? Why didn't I run after him? Did a bear eat me? Oh my God, I'm in a wheelchair. My God.
The wild animal you're wrestling is a turkey. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Oh,
or today's Thanksgiving, however you want to word that.
Yeah, wherever you're listening.
This episode is coming out on Thanksgiving, in which case, hey, we're glad that we could steal you away from your family for a little bit.
Be the relief from your family
for
a little bit.
Yeah, listen, you know, just real quick, I saw, like, you know, one of the things we were going to talk about was going to be how to talk to your family or how not to talk about politics at Thanksgiving. Here's a real simple thing. Don't talk about politics. Don't bring it up.
Or just don't invite Kyle or Crisco to your dinner table and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
I should come to your Thanksgiving. We'll just see what happens. We'll just talk politics.
I refuse to talk politics with my family. Like, I've been there, but like, they're so freaking stubborn. You're never getting through to them. And it's like, I don't even want to waste my time.
See, I can't wait because a lot of my family voted for, like, the way I did because I was talking to them about it and they got smart. But some of them didn't, and they went the other way. Okay? So I can't wait just to say, well, here's what I'm going to say to my brother. Hey, can I get some of that dark meat, or do you want to build a fence around it? I can't wait to say that to him tomorrow.
Wait. See, you're looking forward to causing problems.
Oh, yeah.
I'm to the point where I'm like, I don't care anymore. Don't talk about politics with your family. Just don't do it. They always say the two things you don't talk to people about, religion, politics. Don't bring those things to the Thanksgiving table, and you don't have to worry about it.
Kyle, your brother was in the military.
Yeah.
He could probably hurt you.
Oh, he can. He can do some major damage.
He has in the past.
Yes, we usually have different sides of the table, though, so that's okay.
He'll jump.
But it's either that. It's either we talk politics or we try to figure out. We play a game, right? And it's called, my brother's got a lot of kids and a lot of baby mamas.
So you'd play for them?
Well, we try to match up who's with who and how long in between all the kids there were.
I got a feeling this is leading to a game called Make Wedgies Great Again. I don't know about that. Anyway, you guys want to get into this show?
Yes, please.
Don't invite Kyle and don't talk about politics at Thanksgiving. Up next, the greatest pop culture conspiracy theories.
We are stuffed like a turkey.
That's right, here on A Freak Accident.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Eddie Trunk from That Metal Show, and you are listening to A Freak Accident.
Icon for Hire is the band that did that song. It's called Pop Culture. They're pretty good, actually. You should check them out. Little tease for music you can use later on. They're not in it, but yeah, you can use that music too. This is conspiracy theories surrounding pop culture. So, Mickey, it's kind of something you love and something you hate tied up into one thing.
Fantastic.
She loves conspiracies. She hates pop culture. So how are you going to respond to this segment? Let's find out. You guys ready for these?
Yeah.
All right. First on this list, I like this one. The Beatles never existed.
That's a little bold.
That's quite a claim to make, don't you think?
Now, they mean the band, not the insect, right? Both bold statements. But...
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, the band. The band, the Beatles.
Okay.
Most famous band in the world was an elaborate hoax pulled off by an endless array of actors and conspirators. The only way four boys from Liverpool could execute the manic schedule of the Beatles is if there were many, many more than four.
Well, that was a conspiracy theory about the Beatles. What was it? Paul, they believed, were two different people. They've even compared the heights. Like, there's some of them that show side-by-side pictures, and it's like, they'll put them, and they're like, see, he's not as tall here, and he's taller there. He actually died earlier.
Men did wear heels back then.
Yeah.
yeah. that did exist.
Okay, maybe that's it.
It's actually the, actually the second conspiracy. Paul McCartney is dead. I remember that like when Abbey Road came out, and they were like, oh, look, he's not wearing shoes. That means he's dead. And I'm like,
no, no, no.
What?
That actually does make, because they're crossing the road. When you get hit by a car, your shoes fly off. That's what they're trying to...
That seems like a stretch. Don't you think he would be, like, in a coffin or something, or be wearing all black, or be, like, a corpse?
Or the song, I don't know which one it was, but when played it backwards, it said, Paul is dead.
Yeah.
I don't remember which song that is. I wasn't a huge Beatles fan ever, but, yeah, if you played it backwards, Paul is dead. Paul is dead. That's all I have.
Anyways, what's the next
one? It also said Soylent Green is people.
It's people!
the next one is Avril Lavigne committed suicide in 2003.
So our dreams came true. Sorry.
And then they hired a lookalike named Melissa Vandella to confuse the paparazzi.
So is now she, I know who to hate.
Is she still around, Avril Lavigne? Is she still making music?
Yeah, she got Lyme disease. No, I'm dead serious.
Maybe that's why she looks different, guys. She's just really, really gaunt and pale.
And she also dated Chad Kroeger from Nickelback. That'll do a toll to you.
How about, here's some more celebrities who aren't who they say they are. For instance, Stevie Wonder isn't blind.
I believe that.
Do you?
No.
I'm going to say, present your evidence, sir.
Do you remember the moment on the MTV Music Awards where he was doing the Wild Wild West with Will Smith? They all left the stage and forgot to take him off. So he's just sitting there, and eventually people are like, Stevie's still on the stage. And he's just like, yeah.
Some people have pointed out, like, apparently there's videos of him catching his microphone stand as it fell over, like, mid-fall. Maybe that's just because he's, like, Daredevil, though. Like, maybe he is blind, but all his other senses are, like, super heightened, so he can kind of see, but not really.
I don't think that's it.
I think it could be it.
I think he was close enough where he felt the mic going.
How about this one? The J.K. Rowling, you know, is an actress, not a writer. They hired an actress to do all of, like, the public appearances and everything else. The actual J.K. Rowling is a recluse who, like, never comes out in public.
Why?
I don't know. People are weird. You've got all the money in the world that she has. I mean, why wouldn't you, you know, waste time doing something like that if you wanted to?
Yeah, you don't want to be bothered by people.
Yeah. Go chase that random person that I hired to be me around and leave me in peace when I go to the grocery store or whatever the case might be.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Nope.
If I ever get the money. Here's another one. Andrew W.K. as well has been portrayed by different actors throughout his career.
Who would want to torture themselves by being Andrew W.K.?
He just wants to party hard. Yeah.
That's all his songs ever want to do. Party, 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 party.
Let's get a party going. Let's get... Where's that song? That was one of our favorite songs for a while there. You remember that?
No, it was never my favorite song.
My favorite song on this show.
It's awful. Wow. I never want Andrew W.K. on here
again. But She Is Beautiful.
Yeah.
Same thing.
She is beautiful. She is beautiful.
Following his Twitter is great. Have you ever followed him on Twitter?
No.
It's amazing. He's like, party tip, eat a whole pizza. It's like, that is actually a great party tip, as a matter of fact. Lord is lying about her age.
Like, older, younger?
Let's see. At least that's what her birth certificate says, November 7th, 1996. If that's true, why does she sometimes look like she's in her late 30s? Why did she tell Vanity Fair she's 45? Why did she tell Rookie that she enjoyed the 1990 film The Virgin Suicides as a teenager? Here's why. Ooh. She thinks this theory is funny, and she was goofing around to those who believe it.
You see, that's fun. That is kind of funny. Yeah,
this is coming from Vulture.com, by the way. Let's see here. Michael Jackson was really the same person as LaToya.
Ouch.
That doesn't surprise me. Look at them.
Lewis Carroll, who wrote Alice in Wonderland, was Jack the Ripper.
Whoa.
That's deep.
Right? Wow.
Yeah. Is that the same time frame?
Let's see here. This guy named Richard Wallace makes his case through anagrams found in Carroll's books, The Nursery, Alice, an adaptation of his classic story for children, and the novel Sylvie and Bruno, both written at the same time that Jack the Ripper did his ripping. The theory is less than conclusive. The decoded messages Wallace produces do not convincingly implicate Carroll, and calling the whole endeavor even further into question, he sometimes finds it necessary to alter the original text to make the anagram. So that sounds like a bunch of crap to me.
Yeah.
Plus, if you were responsible for killing people, why would you leave clues like that in your books, like that millions of people are going to read, and somebody down the line just might decode it?
This is what criminals do. This is how they always get caught. They want to get cutesy.
No, this is what Batman villains do. This is not what real criminals do.
We're the wet bandits.
Good point. Let's see. Blue Ivy is not really Beyonce's baby.
That wouldn't surprise me. She's weird. She is.
The kid or Beyonce?
Beyonce's weird.
Okay.
Like the whole Jay-Z
Mickey's
thing.
Mickey's like, no, have you seen that baby?
It's
that
a thing weird baby.
Weird baby.
They've been divorced, I think, for 7 years, and I don't even know if they are together still. There's just constantly something or another with those two.
How about this one? Khloe Kardashian is OJ's daughter.
I've heard that one. I've actually heard that. There's actually pretty decent.
I could believe it.
That.
All those people were very close to each other during that trial.
Also, she looks nothing like the other sisters.
And she looks completely like OJ.
No. Well.
No. No, she doesn't. Oh, man. Some of these are great. Let's see. Nicki Minaj is actually just lip syncing to sped up Jay-Z vocals.
That's amazing. I hate her so much.
Shakespeare didn't actually write his plays. Have you ever heard about this one?
No.
Was it J.K. Rowling?
Yeah, and then she hired some guy to be Shakespeare. She's also a time traveler and
wow.
a Terminator.
Amazing.
Like, for instance, they say Christopher Marlowe, who was an accomplished playwright under his own name, but then he died in 1593, but the conspiracy alleges that was a fake death. And then, because just weeks after his death, the first works attributed to Shakespeare began to show up. So the idea is he faked his death and then kept writing plays under the name William Shakespeare.
So it's the same idea as the J.K. Rowling just a long time ago.
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
You just wanted a fall guy.
Let's see here.
Good for Shakespeare, though. Did pretty well for him. I think people know his name. A little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Let's see. Oh, okay. Now we're getting to the juicy stuff. I'm sure we've heard of these. Zombie celebrities who fake their deaths so they could live mundane lives out of the spotlight. Okay? You fake your death, you live the rest of your life, you know, with people thinking that you're dead, but there's always the conspiracy that they're still alive. For instance, let's just
Andy Kaufman. Yeah.
Let's go through the list, and we'll see if there's any that we agree with. Elvis. He would be dead by now, though, wouldn't he? Because
no.
he'd be pretty freaking old.
70-something. Maybe 80. I mean, it would be reasonable to be dead, but he could still...
Let's find out. When was Elvis born?
He could... I think he was as old as my grandfather, for some reason, and he would have been near his 80s right now.
All right, he was born in 1935.
So he would have been in his
80s. Yeah, he's in his 80s.
So he could be dead then, by now.
He could be dead, or he could be living, technically.
In which case, when he does die, everybody's in for quite a surprise.
Guess what? Elvis is dead!
Now, people have said that, like, his mansion... Right? Like, isn't nobody's allowed up? Yeah, Graceland. Nobody's allowed upstairs. That's like the theory is that he's actually still living up there, and just people aren't allowed to go up there because, you know, if you see him, then
Kyle's
jig is
hurt.
Up.
I'm just thinking, didn't he die really weird?
He died on the toilet.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you were going to fake your own death, I mean, with some dignity, maybe. You know what I mean? Like, all right, guys, I'm going to fake my own death eating peanut butter and bacon sandwiches on the toilet.
Yeah.
I'm like,
go out in a gunfight or something. Make it interesting.
Yeah. Elvis was shaking his hips and then shot himself.
Yeah. He died, like, trying to rescue a school bus full of orphans from, you know, falling off a cliff or something like that.
It'd be a little hard to hide the orphans.
People say Michael Jackson is still alive.
That wouldn't surprise me. Just because, well, there's two different ways you could look at it. It wouldn't surprise me because he was a weird dude, or maybe he is. But it's a lot like the Elvis thing. People just don't want him to be dead.
Yeah.
So they just will continually say, people were there with him.
See, this one we believe. I know Tupac.
Oh, he's alive.
Tupac's definitely alive.
He has new music every year.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
There's no way. Tupac. Yo, yo.
By that logic, then Prince is also still alive.
You'll find that out in music you could use.
Yes. David Bowie, not dead. Mickey, what do you think about that one?
No, I'm still going with he's dead.
He's too old to fake it, right?
I'm telling you, the one they're not mentioning.
No, Andy Kaufman's on the
list.
Okay,
I was going to say, Andy Kaufman is the most believable one out of them.
Why is that, in your opinion?
Well, he got lung cancer. He never smoked. Okay, that's plausible. It's not like it wasn't plausible. He was always the guy trying to take comedy to the next level.
Yeah,
he was always ahead of the game. All his comedy now is what Family Guy does right now.
Basically, yeah, good point.
And I mean, if you ever see his movie, Bob's Muda, his manager, well, they say he plays the Tony Clifton
a lot. Yeah.
But Tony Clifton is in two places at once. So what's happening?
Also, Jim Morrison, I believe that he's still alive, faked his death. and he's just living like a regular dude now.
Nah.
Jim Morrison could not pull that off. No, he could not pull off regular dude. Neither could David Bowie, for that matter. That's how you know David Bowie isn't still alive, because that guy stands out in a crowd. He doesn't blend in and live a normal life now that everybody thinks he's dead. He's going to walk outside and people are going to be like, hey, look, it's David Bowie. He's alive.
Yeah, he's wearing a lot of makeup and he looks like David Bowie.
How about celebrities who were secretly murdered? In other words, they died, but they were actually killed, like Marilyn Monroe.
That one I've heard because of the whole Kennedy thing.
Yeah. Mozart, Bruce Lee, believe that he was murdered rather than died. I mean, he was that dude was so physically fit, and he was in such great shape, and he was in perfect physical condition. I find it hard to believe that his brain leaked really bad and he died. I would believe that he was actually killed by somebody, although then again, he was like the greatest fighter who ever lived, so who could kill him? He could like catch bullets and, you know, throw energy out of his hands, probably. He was like a real-life Dragon Ball Z person.
When he died, I remember hearing about it or whatever, but the story that I got was that he and Chuck Norris fought on a rooftop, and Chuck Norris won, and Bruce Lee's now dead.
That could be.
That was the story that I got.
I believe that.
If Chuck Norris fought Mr. T, you know what would happen?
The universe would explode.
The 80s would come back.
Brandon Lee also. That I believe, because he was killed with the prop gun.
Because that is set up like a murder.
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
Prop gun was supposed to have blanks in it. Got shot because somebody put a real bullet in it. Yeah, that definitely seems like foul play.
I don't think it was a real bullet. I think the cap that was on the end of the gun, the pressure popped off.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But still, it could have been set up. There was some sort of anniversary with that not too long ago where they all relived that moment, like they all talked about it.
Here's one that I definitely believe, and I've said this for years. Kurt Cobain, he was definitely killed by Courtney Love.
Oh, no doubt.
No doubt. Absolutely. You don't believe that?
I think I'm at the point that I just don't care.
Conspiracy queen, though. You don't think Courtney Love killed him?
He did a lot of drugs.
True.
That kind of...
No, but they said in his system at the time, there was so much drugs in him at the time that he couldn't physically move. So how did
Have you seen an actual drug addict? Because they do fantastic with lots of drugs in their system.
Yeah, but they said this one was like, I forget the amount, but they said it couldn't happen.
All right, here's how we'll get to the bottom of this. Let's fill Kyle with drugs and then just let him loose. Let's see what happens.
All right, you have a gun.
Yep. I can put him down. If things get heavy, yeah, I can put him down. That'll be fine. But let's just see what happens. We'll like take him to the mall and we'll fill him up with everything we can get and just let him loose and see what he does.
Well, no, I mean, let's fill him full of the amount of drugs he had, put him in a treehouse with that gun, and we'll just see.
Yeah, right. Well, what was Kurt Cobain on at the time? Like heroin and things like
and
that.
And coke.
Yeah. Well, the heroin would, what, slow you down, I would imagine.
But
and the coke would speed
you back
up.
Right.
Yep. So you just level off. Yeah, it's just like even. Totally normal.
See,
like I said, we'll fill you with all that stuff. And if you just sit there and don't move, or if you get up and like shoot to the moon, we'll know, you know, we'll have some evidence to go off this.
Might
I don't
be
know what's
amazing.
That's really bad science, but sure.
That's exactly why we need to do it.
Yeah, because that didn't happen with the speedball with Chris Farley,
see,
John
now,
Belushi.
This one, Lou Reed, I'm glad he's dead, especially after what he did. Especially after that Lulu album he did with Metallica.
Oh my God.
That was a crime against existence.
I'm glad he's dead.
The elements melted when that music played. What a terrible record.
I agree. It was god-awful.
Yeah, this says that he was killed by Lady Gaga. You know what? Go Gaga, then, if that's the case. Poker face.
He was killed by... Wait, whoa, we're backing up on that one.
Killed by Lady Gaga.
Why?
I don't know.
Did she just not like him?
Apparently, in 2012, she enlisted him as a highly paid consultant when she was working on her album Art Pop. She intended an homage to the Velvet Underground's greatest hits, but Reed didn't see it that way. Apparently, he thought Gaga's homages were more like ripoffs, and worse, they failed to capture the provocative nature of the Velvet Underground. Gaga was devastated, and then, after Reed publicly praised Kanye West, she turned furious. So she conspired with Interscope head Jimmy Iovine? Something like that.
Ivan, yeah.
And manager Troy Carter to off Reed. The theory suggests that he was injected with the poisonous element polonium while recovering from surgery at the Cleveland Clinic. This is the kind of conspiracy that comes with no proof except for a tangible link to the Illuminati. For some, that's enough.
Oh, boy.
Remember
Beyonce threw up the Illuminati sign at, like, the Super Bowl and then just so happened, like 25 minutes later, the lights all went off.
Yeah.
And changed the Super Bowl. Yeah, even though that's Jay-Z's freaking symbol.
Yeah, I was just
saying, Hova. Yeah, no, that's not, it's the Illuminati signal, man. And that was the signal to turn the lights off. That it happened 25-something-odd minutes later was never really explained, but whatever. Details aren't important here.
Like I said, when did everybody become so nuts?
Also, Eazy-E, definitely related to Lazy-E.
He's part of the E lineage.
Right, yeah. Killed by Suge Knight.
Suge Knight has killed everybody, hasn't
he? Yeah, that's true, actually.
Seriously.
He shows up on this list a couple places. He also killed Tupac and Biggie on this list. And,
I actually saw him once.
I'm assuming he also killed John Lennon, too, because why not?
I saw him out in, like, public. I was in Vegas, and he's always in Vegas. I walked down the strip. He's walking the other way, and he has two girls on his side, like, trying to get his autograph and everything like that. And my friend Beth says to me, she goes, "Yo, go get a picture with him." And I'm like, this is where he hung Vanilla Ice outside of a window.
Plus, when he finds out my last name is E, you know he's going to tear my throat out.
Well, yeah, because he'll think I'm like an assailant.
That's what I mean, yeah. You've come back to avenge your family member.
Or like, maybe I'm like Eazy-E in the next form.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my uncle. Prepare to die.
That was a stretch, but I'll pay
you. You're
it.
Damn right you're going to. All right, killed by the government. Let's see. Joan Rivers was killed by the government because she jokes that Michelle Obama was born a man. Well,
Joan Rivers was killed by the government because she was just getting too damn old.
Yep. Tom Clancy as part of a 9/11 cover-up.
What?
Yeah, apparently. John Lennon killed for admitting the CIA invented LSD. Bob Marley killed by the CIA just for being Bob Marley, I assume. Michael Jackson murdered for being pro-Palestinian. Michael Jackson killed by the Iranian government, I guess for being anti-Palestinian, maybe, on that front.
Man, he just goes both ways, doesn't he?
Tupac and Biggie killed by the FBI, which means Suge Knight works for the FBI, apparently.
Oh my, we just added another to the list.
Yeah, yeah. There are a lot of conspiracy theories on this list. We could never even touch on all of them, but...
We could probably get them up on a freakaccident.com.
Absolutely,
right?
We'll do that. Head to a freakaccident.com and check these out for yourself and email us any conspiracy theories that you might know of. Mickey, which one of these was your favorite?
None of them.
Okay. Email freaks at a freakaccident.com and give Mickey a reason to live, please.
A freak accident. It's the best mistake ever made.
Yes, everyone, it's the game show that answers two simple questions, and that is...
Yes or BS! Thanks, nobody guys. Else said anything. I didn't know where you were going, all right?
Thanks, guys. We've only done it a bunch of other times. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone!
Thank you, you too.
Unless you're Native American, then, well, we're sorry. I mean, sorry about that. Hey, it happens.
They taught us how to grow corn. We gave them blankets.
They call it maize. Yes, yes, and as you can hear...
Which I guess, like, during Halloween time, there's a maze in the maze.
I thought I was going to be thankful for you guys not talking.
Sorry.
Okay, it's not your turn yet. It's not your turn.
You're right, my bad.
As you can tell, we have the same contestants. Before I get there, this is the premise of the show. We have a topic. I give them some facts, or are they real facts? They have to guess yes or BS. In fact... If you have your own list, you can make up your own yes or BS. Please email the actual show, freaks@afreakaccident.com. Would be neat to play with your list.
Sure.
BS!
And this is the most regrettable part. Let's meet the contestants. It's the guy who mashes potatoes with his head, Kyle Mash!
A smash!
He's a man of little words, everyone. Now it's the guy you want to kick in the giblets. It is Crisco.
Oh, man, I've been told that more than once.
By a lot of people.
My giblets are very kickable, apparently.
I can tell you that is the truth. I will do that by the end of the show. And finally, she spends more time stuffing her bra than a turkey. It's Mickey! Also our returning champion.
Damn it!
It's a shame that's true.
I forgot about that.
What?
About being the returning champion, I think.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant about stuffing your bra. I was like, I want to clean those out.
No, I got enough padding in there. We're good.
Okay. pat on your mouth. Pat on your mouth. I've already explained how to play. This is what they'll be playing for today. Today's prize is Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat, and the way to tell if you've just given up. All right, this is, of course, Thanksgiving week. You could be listening after, you could be listening before. I don't care. No, you'll be listening to the day of. It doesn't matter. You're listening. Anyways, these are Thanksgiving-based questions. Someone quiet the turkey! We flipped one of those turkeys in the back, and surprisingly, it flew. It was not a turkey. We do not know what kind of animal that was. In fact, call the SPCA if you see a random bird that looks like a turkey.
A ruffled grouse.
I'm going to ruffle your grouse if you don't be quiet.
That sounds oddly enticing. Please do that. All right.
Oh, my clicks have echoes.
Let's start the game.
All right, let's start the game. Kyle, you're going to go first.
BS!
Testing with me already. We're on the first question, all right? There are 15 towns in the U.S. with the word turkey in their name. Yes or BS?
Yes.
Mickey?
Yes.
Crisco.
Is that 15 or more, or just there's only 15?
There are 15 towns.
BS.
The answer's yes! They include Turkey Creek, Louisiana, Turkey City, Texas, and Turkey Carolina. I'm not going to name all 15 because, well, I don't care that much.
There's a country named Turkey, too.
Can you believe the Cranberries and Corn have never played there?
Neither like the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, on this, they could have done a Thanksgiving concert.
Wow.
What a wasted money moment right there.
The Kyle is so amused.
Clapping. Clapping. Kyle, what have we learned?
Yeah!
Kyle!
Oh.
Turkeys! Next question. Mickey, it's you.
Oh, no.
Roughly 8% of Americans are distantly related to at least one of the pilgrims who came over on the Mayflower. Yes or BS?
Yes.
Wait, that's 80%?
8%.
Oh, 8%. Oh, BS.
BS.
The answer's BS!
Yeah! All right.
That's the percentage of Americans with any English ancestors. And that only makes it the most common. That's a weirdly worded sentence. German is first at 15% and Irish is at 11%.
Ja, like, jawohl.
Nervous Polack. Don't like that. Don't like that at all. Okay, Crisco, it's your turn.
I can't wait. Mashed potatoes.
Shut your fat mouth. The first TV dinners were made of Thanksgiving leftovers. Yes or BS?
Yes.
I don't understand the question.
That's not the name of the game. Not, this isn't Kyle is stupid. It's yes or BS. The first TV dinners were made... Turkey! The first TV dinners were made of Thanksgiving leftovers.
BS.
BS.
The answer's yes!
Ah!
Swanson had a bunch of frozen turkey leftovers from Thanksgiving in 1953, so they divided it up into 5,000 aluminum trays along with stuffing, potatoes, vegetables, and gravy, came up with the name TV Dinner, and sold them for 98 cents. Pretty gross, because they lasted for how many years after that? Yuck. Yeah. Disgusting. This, yes or BS, is sponsored by... Sponsored by the Macy's Day Parade. What a way to waste your morning. Back to yes or BS. In case you want to play, please email us. Yes at BS at .com. Kyle, you have to tell me yes or BS.
Yes.
That's true. Yes, you do have to tell him.
He's just practicing.
Kyle. Not going to pardon you on Thanksgiving. Minnesota raises more turkeys than any other state. Yes or BS?
Yes.
Yes.
The Vikings alone. I mean, come on. Yes.
Yeah, they throw up a lot of turkeys. Yes! 40 million were raised in Minnesota last year. Wow. Why? That's about 18% of turkeys in the U.S. The rest of the top five are in North Carolina, Arkansas, Indiana, and Missouri.
Okay.
All right. Final question.
Yay.
Which means my life is almost normal again. Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
Macy's spent $27 million on their Thanksgiving Day parade in New York 2 years ago. Yes or BS?
Yes.
BS.
That is such BS.
It is BS.
Okay.
Yeah, they never say how much they spend. They keep the real number a secret, so it could be true.
How much government tax dollars are going into that freaking charade every year?
How many times am I going to have to tell you guys to be quiet? We didn't keep that one a secret, huh? Turkeys! The winner of the shit! Stop the music! Stop it!
Oh, that hurt.
It's gonna hurt a lot worse if you don't shut up. The winner of the show, because we're playing in golf rules, is the least amount you got right. And that's Mickey!
Yeah! Woo! Congratulations, Mickey! You're still a champion!
Speech!
What do you have to say for yourself?
Go stuff your face with turkey.
Look up A Freak Accident on Instagram.
You're so beautiful.
Get an exclusive peek inside the podcast with pictures and videos of our recording sessions and general tomfoolery. Not to mention, you can see for yourself that the face for radio thing is 100% true.
Do you have any idea how completely gross that is?
Follow us at A Freak Accident.
I thought that was just my insides yelling for a second there. It's kind of been that feeling all night, hasn't it, Mickey?
From what we just experienced, yes.
Yes, it has been. But you know what? Let's blow off a little steam here talking about now one of the biggest events of the year in pro wrestling, WWE Survivor Series.
Depending on who you ask, it delivered or didn't.
Well, we're going to find out whether or not it delivered by going straight to the experts.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case
of suffering succotash, son.
He's from lordsofpain.net. He's on Lords of Pain Radio. He's an author. He's a genius. It's the Doc Chad Matthews here on A Freak Accident. Doc, what's up, brother?
Hey, not much. Thanks for having me back on.
Always a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah. As you can tell, we never pander.
Just we're straight on the up and up here, man. But so what did you think of the event? Did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it. I thought for the most part it was one of the better editions of the Big Four pay-per-view library in a while. I thought it flowed pretty well. I was happy that it didn't go the full 4 hours. I was a little tired of these long, epic shows. So a reduction back to 3.5 was a pleasant surprise on my end. You know, I kind of fall somewhere in the middle on the main event and how everybody's feeling about that. My initial response to it was it gave me a case of suffering succotash, son.
I can tell you, Doc, there was so many bad words said. I mean, the only way to equate it, it was like the bad version of when The Undertaker lost. It was like we had the same like silence because it was like 1, 2, he's going to kick out, didn't. And I'm like, okay, I'm not as happy as I was last time. This is an odd feeling right now. But all the stories coming out, it kind of makes sense a little bit.
It makes sense on a couple of levels. Trying to be positive about it as I mellow on my original opinion, it was a move made because of the success of Goldberg's return. I don't think anybody in WWE or their fan base expected that he would come back and be so very well received. He far exceeded expectations in terms of his ability to emote his feelings about coming back on the microphone. Talking was never Bill Goldberg's thing. And
yeah, it was just like
a couple of different promos that seemed passionate and made it seem like he cared about wrestling, which throughout the entirety of his peak run, he always just came across as all business, very little passion for what he was doing. Just, this is his living, this is what he's going to do, smash, grab, be done with it, and gone within 86 seconds. Now, interestingly enough, smash, grab, and gone in 86 seconds is exactly how the Survivor Series main event went. So there is a lot of reason, despite the fact that this looks like it's going to be an ongoing story through WrestleMania, there's a lot of reasons why people aren't happy about it, and I totally get that too, because my first reaction was not a positive one.
I mean, there is a way to look at it. I mean, it got a reaction.
Sure, but don't you think, I mean, we were just talking about this with the doc last week on the show, where he pointed out that, you know, this kind of, you cashed out on the Brock Lesnar phenomenon on a guy who's going to be here for...
Oh, he's going to be there for a hot minute,
yeah,
and get his Hall of Fame induction, go through WrestleMania, and see ya.
So there's definitely hot and cold. I mean, it generated a lot of buzz, a lot of hype, you know, but don't you think, Doc, that it would have been better off leaving Brock Lesnar like you had predicted last week, leaving him for somebody who they could actually invest in long term?
Well, that was certainly my main gripe about the results, is I have remained adamant ever since the WrestleMania streak ended 3 years ago at WrestleMania. When Brock Lesnar beat Undertaker, there was an opportunity there for Brock Lesnar to be white hot and for someone to go over him. Now, the logical time did, I'll admit, pass for Brock Lesnar being white hot. Brock Lesnar peaked at that stretch between January to April of 2015 of last year. Mm-hmm. And everything since has been somewhat downhill. But I still do not understand why you don't allow somebody that's on the current roster to get that kind of rub, because there's only so many times you can go back to the well. Goldberg, they kind of brought in out of nowhere. I don't think any of us would have predicted even 3 months ago that Goldberg would really get back in the ring. He was 49 years old. It had been 12 years since he'd wrestled. There seemed to be no chance of that. So they kind of pulled that rabbit out of their hat. But they're running out of rabbits to pull out of their hat. And if you look at the current landscape of guys they've got now, are you going to buy Roman Reigns in a quote-unquote dream match a year down the road?
No.
Probably not. Nah, because no one has ever really confirmed that guy. Seth Rollins, same problem. Dean Ambrose, same problem. Bray Wyatt, bigger problems at large, but that being one of them. So you've got a roster full of guys who are very much on the cusp. But there's only so many times you can continue to bring back guys from the past before you're sitting there looking at a future that has nobody that you've built up to that level. So that part of it certainly does grind my gears. But, you know, I've exhausted just about everything I can say about that via my columns and podcasts over the last few days. I'm trying to find the silver lining, but I admit it's been a struggle.
Well, let's ask you this. Now that this is over, this happened... Whatever, it went down. It's in the past now. What does the future hold? You know, what does Lesnar do now? Is there going to be a rematch, a third bout? Or do you think at this point Lesnar goes off and does something else? In which case, what?
Well, I'm going to give you my opinion of what will happen versus my opinion of what I would like to see happen.
Okay.
What will happen, Brock is going to enter the Royal Rumble as well. He's going to throw out Goldberg. Goldberg's dream to regain the title is done, and that sets up another rematch at WrestleMania. That seems to be what all signs point to. But in my opinion, the one reason that I would be okay with the result on Sunday, the reason I would favor more than any, is go back 3 years. Why was I okay with Lesnar beating the streak? Because I figured Lesnar could get really hot and someone could go over him. Well, Goldberg just got white hot. Brock Lesnar was not white hot. Goldberg is. So if Goldberg ends up going to WrestleMania to face somebody else who then he can transfer that heat over to a new guy, then it all works out just fine, and it actually might have ended up working out better, because Brock Lesnar, though he was a hard-charging badass for the last several years, yes, 18 months ago, he was white hot, and it would have been a huge, huge rub for whoever went over him. But these last 18 months, he's cooled down considerably. So Goldberg can now step into that role and be the guy that puts someone over, and it'll carry a lot of weight and might carry more given how he's been received thus far. But that's me fantasy booking a scenario that would make sense to me, but there's a lot of stuff going on right now that doesn't make sense to me.
I really think, I mean, if you really look at the, like you said, the future stars and everything, the one guy you have who's been able to make everything work,
Shinsuke Nakamura!
Him, yes, okay. But I'm talking about on the main roster right now, who's making everything work, including a joke that wasn't supposed to, Kevin Owens. If you would have put Kevin Owens against Brock Lesnar,
You made him into an all-star. He's already up on that main event level. You bring him to that all-star level. They could probably pull off the same thing with Goldberg. What do you think?
Well, what I would counter is, why not just go full in with it? It's not like Brock Lesnar's mystique is totally gone. It's just been wounded. Have Owens go over Brock Lesnar, have someone else go over Bill Goldberg, and now you do two things at once and you create two new stars. That might be wishful thinking, but that's certainly where my mind would rather go than the alternative of another Goldberg-Lesnar match, which, as you'll recall from last week, I was barely excited about.
Yeah,
in
that's
the first
true.
Place.
So what about the rest of the pay-per-view? I mean, in a nutshell, do you think they pulled it off? They were doing the Raw versus SmackDown angle. Do you think it was definitely worth watching? You think they pulled it off well? You think it's something that they should attempt again maybe in the future?
Let me ask you a question first.
Okay.
What did you guys think of the Raw versus SmackDown men's match?
That was
good, great,
fantastic. It told about five different stories in one match. It was unbelievable. And it went longer, which is something we normally don't see from a Survivor Series match.
Longest one ever.
Yeah. I mean, I really enjoyed it. It was fantastic.
So based on your answer to that question, and if everybody else in the room feels the same way, I think that was the reason why this is a concept that proved it can work in the future. I think this is a good format. It felt like a big deal. If you can find that big special attraction match to feature with it, I think it gives it that extra boost. It makes it feel like one of the big four shows. Another year would add to the still in development rivalry between the brands, which, you know, I'm willing to believe is actually there. If I was on one brand, I would want my show to be the better one.
Sure.
So I think it worked pretty well. I liked the show overall. I agree. I thought that Raw versus SmackDown Men's Survivor Series match was awesome. A candidate for one of the greatest elimination matches in Survivor Series history. The other two, I thought the women under-delivered. As I said last week, I kind of had high expectations for them. I didn't think that they really produced what they were capable of. I thought the tag team match was a better example of how to work that kind of gimmick in a shorter amount of time. But overall, I thought that thanks to the stakes, the Miz and Sami Zayn match was more interesting than it might have otherwise been. I thought thanks to the stakes, the cruiserweight division, which, God help it, is really on life support right now, got a little bit of a boost. So all in all, a good night, lots of controversy, a lot of talking points coming out of it, and that's what you want with Survivor Series.
We're definitely getting into high tide sort of the wrestling season here. Like, you know, we're heading into end of the year. Royal Rumble's going to be here before you know it, and then WrestleMania shortly after. So, Doc, thank you for walking us through your recap of Survivor Series, and we'll definitely have you back as we get closer to the Rumble as well. But before we let you go, as always, tell everybody where they can find your book. Tell them where they can follow you, where they can listen to you.
Well, you can find my columns on lordsofpain.net/wrestlingheadlines.com. I host a podcast every Wednesday called The Doc Says. It's on LOP Radio. Just Google that. You should find it on iTunes and all that as well. My book, little quick offer for those of you that are listening, this weekend, the third edition of my book, The WrestleMania Era, The Book of Sports Entertainment, which seeks to answer the first of two great wrestling history questions, which is, who's the greatest wrestler of all time, is actually in its ebook format going to be available for
$3.99. Yeah, there you go.
So
wow.
You can find that at all major online outlets starting on Thursday. It'll be going through the weekend.
Doc, that's not a deal.
That's a steal. Feel free
I'd
to
like
use
to
that.
Think so.
Yeah.
I'd like to think so. And you'll get a lot of value for that.
And the Doc is also on Facebook. He's Chad Matthews, and you're on Twitter too, right?
At the Doc LOP. Yes.
Excellent, man. And by the way, you got your show, you mentioned it, The Doc Says. You should change it to The Doc's Prescription.
Oh!
Just,
well, the name of my column on lordsofpain.net is The Doctor's Orders.
Ah,
so.
Okay. All right, so you're so right, you're riding the doctor thing halfway. I'm saying, like, just mount it full and just drive it home. Doc, it is
I
always...
I could do that.
Yeah, man, it is always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much for being here.
Likewise, always a pleasure on my end as well. Thank you.
We'll catch you soon.
Abraham Lincoln once said, "Whatever you are, be a good one." Maybe we should rethink this show. You're listening to A Freak Accident. Music you can use.
You're goddamn right.
On A Freak Accident.
Oh, I've been looking forward to this one, baby.
There's one album that just blew my mind, but
We're going to play something else first. Yeah. Something more interesting.
We're going to start off with something that I didn't even know was happening. I don't think anybody knew this was going to happen, as a matter of fact.
We speculated this because they said he had enough new music. What was that statistic? Like enough to release for the next 100 years?
They said they could release a new album every month for the next 100 years. That's how much music was left in the vault of Prince.
Well,
when he died.
We could shave off one song because it's called Prince Forever.
Well, actually, the album is called Prince Forever. That's the greatest hits album.
Yeah, it came out this past Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And it included one new song.
Was this included on the album, or was this? Yes. Did they just release this alongside?
From what I'm reading, it's actually on the album.
This debuted Tuesday on ABC News.
This was recorded back in 1982.
Yeah, when he was working on 1999.
Yeah, it's really confusing.
It is. All right, here it is. New music from Prince. And it's recorded off of a video, so it's not the best quality, but...
Yeah, he pretty much protects it while other people protect his music for him.
Yeah. It's weird hearing this.
Yeah. I can tell why they didn't use it for 1999.
Why's that?
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's not a home run.
No.
I mean, they don't really have many options left now.
Yeah, I'm glad you explained that it's from the 80s, because listening to it, I was like, yeah, you know, did he just make this? Because it doesn't sound...
He's dead.
Well, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, recently.
Or is he?
Or is he?
Let's consult the conspiracy theory list again.
But yeah. A lot of times I wonder on these songs, like, would the artist want it released? Like, Michael Jackson, they put out some of his stuff, too, after he died. And it's like, they didn't put it out when they were alive for a reason. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
What if it tarnishes their record?
Oh, that's
his fault for dying. All right, you knew what was going to happen.
Even Prince's worst stuff
is still better than most things.
This would be a number one hit if he were alive and brought it out.
Yeah, probably.
He was. We said this when he died. Just cool, dude.
Better than 90% of what's on the radio right now.
Oh, yeah. It would actually fit on the radio now with Bruno Mars and Justin Timberlake, the way their sound's going.
Yeah, like retro, yeah.
Yeah, so this could pop on the radio, right?
Maybe it will. It might make a run.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. You just picture lighting the candles around the dinner table.
Yeah.
Looking at your lover.
Playing basketball against Charlie Murphy.
It was really cool. If you watch the video, it's sad because they have Uber fans watching it. They invited a few Uber fans, and they're getting choked up to the point that they're crying.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, that's how much music means to people. That they got physically upset hearing him sing, and they've never met him. That's why I love music so much.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it. I mean, what do we think of that? New old stuff from Prince.
I'm just curious. Was this a scratch track that they didn't complete?
No, they finished it. It just they decided
not to use it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, it sounds a little weird because they're playing it over TV into...
Yeah, this is recorded from a video of a video that aired yesterday.
The only reason I ask is because normally when you hear his songs, his voice is very prominent, and a scratch track, typically the vocals are not quite as high because you're trying to find like where you want to be in the song. You haven't finished it.
It's possible that it could have been finished, but they didn't finish totally remastering.
Yeah, maybe they didn't master it. Yeah, that could be. What did we think of it, though?
It was Prince. I mean, that reminded me, and again, it was made in the 80s, but that brought me back being in the 80s, driving in my mom's car and listening to, you know, the pop station at the time. it was cool. I thought it was a really good song. I could see that being like, that would be at a high school dance.
Rated 0 to 5?
I would give it a 3.5. It was a pretty decent track.
I'd go 4 for me.
I'm going to say, I don't know. A lot of times when these artists, when they put music out after they die, it's a song where you go like, oh my God, like, why didn't I like Prince when he was alive? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't think that that song would have done it for me. It was Prince all the way through, but maybe that's why they didn't use it. You know what I mean? So it's not something that would have made me want to go listen to him more. So I'm going to give it like a, I'll give it like a 3 just because I don't feel like it made me interested more.
Okay.
I'm going 2.5 because I don't believe that it was finished.
Oh, wow. Conspiracy theory.
We also had a brand new album come out last week that I've been waiting for almost a decade.
I'm going to cry.
So is Lazy E. It is finally upon us.
It's Hardwired to Self-Destruct.
Yes. By Metallica. Their brand new record finally in stores. The deluxe edition, 3 discs. It's like 2+ hours of music, which is exactly what my heart needed.
How do you know it's a Metallica album when it's that long? The album, the double disc, is 80 minutes long. There's only 6 songs a disc.
Yep. It's amazing.
It is unbelievable. That's why I put all the songs that we could play, because this...
We're not going to talk that long, which just can't happen.
It is what we've been wanting. In fact, did you see what Lars had to say about Saint Anger recently?
No.
He said that the fact that Saint Anger won a Grammy makes him sick.
It should, yeah, Lars, with your stupid garbage can drums.
Now, something else happened over the weekend after the release. It was an end of an era. 17 years after the feud started, Metallica released their entire catalog on Napster.
Wow.
17 years of when we thought Lars was worse than Hitler at one point.
Yeah.
And that one person who has Napster is like,
yeah! Yeah, right. Yeah. The only person who still hasn't downloaded iTunes yet.
I don't know what's more surprising, that Metallica released their catalog on there or that Napster still exists.
I wonder if our podcast is on Napster. If it's not, it should be.
Do you know who owns Napster?
Who?
Or at least a decent chunk? Justin Timberlake.
I was going to say Lars.
No.
He definitely sued them for enough freaking money.
He owned a decent chunk.
So anyway, Hardwired to Self-Destruct is out. It is thrash through and through. It is absolutely a return to like their earlier days. Like you're talking Ride the Lightning era Metallica is where this one was coming from, which that's my favorite Metallica. You know, Kill 'Em All, Ride the Lightning, Master of Puppets, and Justice for All. That's the good stuff.
But the good thing is, it does stay hard for most of it, but there's some softer tracks on
there. There's some more melodic stuff, some more experimental stuff in there for sure. But I'll tell you what, man, the song that I've been listening to on loop, I have not stopped. I keep going back to it again and again and again. Last song on the record, Spit Out the Bone. I cannot get enough of that freaking song.
That one's good. Also, I believe Murder One, which I believe is a tribute to Lemmy.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I think I read it somewhere, but he keeps on mentioning aces, and all this stuff. And it is a phenomenal... Every song has a special little love for it.
Yeah.
And the deluxe edition, if you... Kyle and Mickey, have you picked it up?
No.
If you pick it up, definitely get the deluxe. Because they include some covers, some live stuff, and it is just... It's like... Honestly... As much as I hate to say it, I think they even took parts of Saint Anger and everything to make this album, which was really cool. And they did something I'd never heard on a Metallica album. Mickey, you'd be able to tell me what this is. I think they call it tone hits on a guitar where they hit it and it goes boom.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do that.
Like harmonics.
Yeah, that's it. And I've never heard that really in a Metallica album until this album.
That's what I mean. Yeah, they've done some new stuff, but I mean, they definitely, it's following the trend of Death Magnetic, where it's going backwards in their sonic history.
Oh, this one 10 steps forward.
Yeah, well, I mean, 10 steps forward in terms of quality.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's going back to a familiar place.
Where they should be.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, I love the record. I'm not sure if I'm totally over the moon with it, but, I mean, I love it. I mean, it's going to stay in my car probably for the next year.
Okay. And the great thing is, because it's 3 discs in the deluxe edition, I can't burn a hole in it.
Right, yeah.
I just keep switching.
Yep. Mix it up a little bit anyway.
Yeah.
So what did we... Kyle, have you listened to the album?
I didn't make it through the whole thing yet, But, yeah. I listened to it, and it's Metallica. I mean, you can just listen to a little part of a song, and you know who it is. And I'm just real excited that they're back, and it's good.
Yeah.
And they'll be out on tour in 2017.
Oh, and that's what I can't wait. I need to see them.
I have to get to that show.
I've seen them once. It's unbelievable.
So what are our ratings?
I know we normally don't allow this, but Crisco, I think you'll make an exception. 13.
Okay. he's going way up there. All right.
13.
13 for him.
Kyle. I'm going to just stop at 5.
He's just going to stop at 5?
Because it's Metallica, yeah.
Mickey.
3.
Come on.
Come on.
You can't just give
The album that shall not be named has some making up to do.
Saint Anger, you're still hurt over that one.
It was rough.
Well, no,
that was bad.
Listen, I'm going to give you that. It definitely was. As a matter of fact, the first time I threw it away. I think I told you that, right? I bought it. I put it in the car. I drove home. I got home. I took it out and I threw it right in the garbage can. I'm like, this is crap.
Four Leaf Clover wasn't your song. It was
nah. Saint Anger was terrible. I mean, I've forgiven them since then.
It's not about forgiving. They just have a lot of making up to do.
Mickey's got there's still a negative balance in the Metallica account in Mickey's library there. So yeah, you guys gotta keep paying it forward.
That's so unfair. Yeah. You're like a kid comes to you and they've been failing the whole time, like in school, and they're like, "Look, I did better." And you're like, "No, remember last week when you got like a 62 and then you fail them again?"
No, I could totally give them a 1 if I really wanted to, but I went with 3.
All right,
it's
fine.
A little over halfway.
At least I got 13.
Get over it.
Yeah, I made up for it.
I'm going to actually go with 4.5.
Ooh.
Yeah, it wasn't, like I said, I wasn't, it didn't quite, I don't know if it's because of the first two songs. Like, I thought it was going to punch harder. Maybe that's because that was what I was expecting. But when I finally heard the whole thing, I was like, this didn't hit as hard as I did. I still really like it, but it didn't quite, maybe it's also because I've had such high expectations for a bleeding decade. You know, that like it was never going to match up to what I had hoped it was going to be. So for that reason, I'm going to go a little bit under perfection on it.
And a reason to get it, the deluxe edition, if you go over to, I know you want to support record stores,
yeah,
local record stores, but it's $10, and that's not a Black Friday deal.
Yeah, no.
$10 over at Best Buy for the deluxe edition.
It was only $11 at the record store.
I know, I got it at the local one, but it was $13, I think, with tax, so... Great stuff.
Yeah. I was surprised to see you guys because you were like seconds apart on Facebook. When
Dude,
you got
we actually
it.
Were.
Yeah, we like, must've... I got it. But it surprised me that you bought CDs.
All I buy is hard copy.
Yeah.
Look at that wall behind you.
There you go.
It's all I own. I own nothing but hard copy. I don't do the download thing. I never have. But it's awesome. Definitely pick it up. Feels good to have Metallica back, man. Up next, football. On a freak accident.
Do you enjoy listening to a freak accident?
Yeah, sure.
Visit our website for even more. There's stuff and things and pictures. So visit afreakaccident.com and make some more mistakes.
Mickey, you almost killed me. You almost killed me.
I kept us together.
I thought that derailed the whole freaking thing.
I was really hoping it did.
It did.
Can't break my spirit, Mickey.
So football. Hey, I mean, the Vikings beat the Cardinals. 30-24. I don't know where that came from after the last 4 weeks.
The thing is, the Cardinals are a really good team.
Yeah.
That was impressive. That was impressive. And the thing is, with the way the Packers are playing, you have a shot.
We might actually get the division back.
Yeah.
They lost 4 in a row, beat the Cardinals. And now, like, I think we've got the Lions on Thanksgiving. We're going to lose that freaking game.
Oh, no. Lions never win on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but we lost to the Lions at home, like, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but this is Thanksgiving. That's their Achilles heel.
Yeah, but you know what the Vikings' Achilles heel is? Football. So
good point.
I still am not holding out hope for the rest of the season. The whole thing with the Cardinals, fluke. That's all I'm going to say. I have refused to watch them. Oh. I have the NFL Sunday ticket. Free advertising, DirecTV. I expect a check in the mail. I have it. I refuse to use it to watch them play because I don't want to be disappointed or upset or angered. I don't want my blood pressure to go up. I don't need that in my life.
And that's what brings us to the Bengals.
Yes, it does.
We lost to the Bills. We lost to the Bills. I'm going to say it again. We lost to the Bills. It was 16-12. But that wasn't the bad part of the game. That sucked. But before that happened,
the complete lack of scoring drives, that was probably the bad part of the game.
No. That's when AJ Green tore his hamstring.
Oh, yeah, that happened.
He might be out for the season now. Yeah. And right there I said, we're never going to score again. But I thought, you know what? We have Jeremy Hill and Giovanni Bernard. Gio Bernard walks off the field, but he's walking. He's good. After the game, Giovanni Bernard has torn his ACL. We will not win another game. The Browns, I know their first win. It's against us, which brings us to Kyle. You guys didn't even allow the Browns to score a touchdown.
Take that.
Yeah, it was, what, 21-9 or something, or 28-9. It was a slaughtering. I mean, it's the Browns. It's nothing to be like, yeah, woo! Yeah, we beat the team that can't win.
Awesome. Everybody loves watching the Browns lose, though, I think. At this point, it's a national pastime.
I heard a sports guy. I was on CBS Radio. So one guy just came on there, the sports announcer, and he goes, listen, Browns, don't be the team that goes 1-15. Go 0-16. That's how you get remembered. Yeah. No one remembers the 1-15.
Yeah. You got to be the second team in history to ever go winless.
No, only they'll be the second team in history to go winless in 16-game seasons.
Right.
The team that did the worst was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers back in the day, 0-26. Oh. That was over two seasons.
Wow.
Ridiculous. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Raiders, another big win.
We didn't bring back El Chapo, though.
No, that's true.
Because
I know you were excited about that potentiality, but, you know.
It was in Mexico.
So that's the thing now, like, there's one in London, one in Mexico now?
Yeah. There's three in London.
Is there going to be one in Canada soon?
I think they do.
Let's do one in Brazil, too, while we're at it. Let's go to Russia and have a football game. Why not at this point?
They're not going to come back if they go to Russia. But did you see what happened during your game?
Nope.
So the Raiders win by a touchdown, but there's some controversy about it because down in Mexico, of course, not the same as playing in the U.S. You watch in the game, Brock Osweiler of the Houston Texans, sitting there calling his plays and everything, and all of a sudden you see a green beam go right into his eye.
Ooh.
Non-stop. Someone had some high-powered laser pen and was pointing it in, and it was huge. Into his eye the whole time. And he goes, yeah, I saw it. He goes,
it's all I saw.
Didn't help. So they lost by a touchdown. But then you got a question. How much did that come into play?
Sure.
But of course. But you know what? With the declining ratings, maybe that's what we need. Some obstacles. There you go.
Yeah.
Danger.
Let's spice things up a little bit.
Put some hoops out there they can jump through on fire or something.
Well, some trap doors and things.
I figure being in Mexico, they play with a different ball.
Like a soccer ball?
Yep.
Because football is different in Mexico.
I'd say we just bring back like gladiators. We'll have them in stadiums like that. Put some lions out there.
Yeah.
Well, that's what are going to be playing Chris Goan Thanksgiving.
Oh, there you go.
Lions.
Boom. Next week, Vikings are at Lions. Steelers are at Colts, also on Thanksgiving. Bengals are at the Ravens, who are pretty good this year. Ravens are legit.
In a bad division.
Well, true.
So, I mean, we win that game, which we won't. We could be in the hunt, but
we're not. Panthers are coming to Oakland. That's going to be the test to see if the Raiders actually are the real deal this year. If they can, not necessarily that they have to win. They got to hang in there with the Panthers.
Panthers aren't that.
Well, I mean, they're kind of hot and cold too, but they're definitely, they lean hot more than they lean cold though.
It's going to be interesting. That's going to be an interesting game.
You ready to do some prognosticating for the weekend?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
It's time for Freak Accident Implausible Prognostication. It's time for Freak Accident Implausible Prognostication.
All right, so the Cowboys have had a really great season so far. You've probably noticed that, haven't you?
9-1.
9-1, yep. They will not be 9-1 for much longer because on Thanksgiving, when the Cowboys face off against the Redskins, they will be shut out.
Ooh.
Native Americans come back and win one on Thanksgiving this year.
Prognostication.
Prognostication!
The Bengals face the Ravens. As I've already told you, A.J. Green is injured. Giovanni Bernard is injured. And come Sunday, Andy Dalton will break his leg.
Ouch.
Prognostication.
Let's see. Thanksgiving. The Colts will try to do some voodoo or something on the Steelers there. I almost said 49ers. Forgot who was playing. It's all right. But, you know, the game's going to be great. Steelers are going to win. And it's going to be like 37 to like 21. It's a good score.
I don't even know if that's possible.
Prognostication.
Don't ask him questions, Vicky.
The Vikings game, a turkey's going to end up on the field.
Yeah. What's his name? No. Blair Walsh isn't on the team anymore. So, you know. There's a lot of turkeys on that team, though, so yeah.
And that was a freak accident and plausible prognostication.
That will bring this episode of the show to an end. Well, the echo's still going there for a second. And we invite you, if you enjoyed listening, definitely subscribe on iTunes. Leave us a good review to help us climb the iTunes charts a little bit. Kyle's rocking out to Imaginary Metallica over there. He's over there doing like air guitar stuff. Subscribe on iTunes. Leave a good review. If you screen cap the review when you give it, you send it to us in an email, freaks@freakaccident.com. We'll send you some free stickers. Just include your mailing address, no questions asked. And don't forget, you can find us all over social media where we like to say the show continues.
All the time.
Yeah, if you enjoyed listening to this, you'll enjoy following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all that stuff. Just head to freakaccident.com, click connect on the menu bar, and we're also available anywhere else podcasts are downloaded too, including Google Play Music, Stitcher, TuneIn, or what have you. Again, freakaccident.com, I should say, is the website. Head on up there and all of your dreams will come true.
Except for a good show.
Next week on the show, we're going to see how many gross things we've done over the course of our life. And you know what? Keep an eye on our social media pages because we're going to have you take the test as well over the next week. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Thank you for downloading and listening to this episode. We'll be back next week with a brand new one for A Freak Accident. My name is Crisco.
I'm Lizzie.
Kyle Mack.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you,
some things in life are given!
Until there's a freak accident.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.